I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News and a closer look at how increasing conflicts in the Middle East are affecting gospel ministry in Lebanon. Hunter Williamson with the Mar LSESD.
We're seeing renewed fighting in some countries like Syria and completely new conflicts erupting in other places. When the war between Hamas and Israel began in October, some of the armed groups here in Lebanon who are allied with Hamas began attacking Israeli positions, which has created a conflict here, which has displaced about 83,000 people.
Please pray for LSESD as they provide relief and development aid to displaced persons and consider supporting this critical ministry. Read the full report at missionnews.org. The Israel-Hamas war may have replaced Haiti's gang violence as front page news, but that doesn't mean the gangs have gone away. Greg Yoder with Christian World Outreach says violence is spreading beyond Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince.
We've even seen it go out into the countryside. We had one of our pastors get his motorcycle stolen from him at gunpoint when he was going to one of the mountain churches.
Christian World Outreach supports 8 churches in Haiti with biblical leadership training. Nearly 100 church leaders gathered at CWO's training conference in early January.
This is the first leadership conference we've held since 2020. They were ready to risk anything to come this year.
Pray for wisdom as church leaders implement what they've learned from CWO, and the believers in Port-au-Prince won't be overwhelmed by the circumstances around them. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You can join us here and on social media, or find us on Amazon Alexa, iTunes, and TWR360. Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.